Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
It's the post Mardi Gras hangover podcast today. I am so tired. Why do I do this to myself?
You know what? You just turned your head there and there's a bit of green glitter on your nose.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it just reflected in my eye.
Well, I actually didn't wear glitter this year, but everyone I was with were covered in shimmer.
Really?
Oh. Too much.
I love shimmer.
Mardi Gras is such a bitch, like, the day after, because, like, usually I get, like, the glitter hairspray and the glitter body spray. This year I'm like, nah, I'm not going through cleaning up. And you need to be in your own shower, I feel, to clean up.
Really?
Well, yeah, it all goes down into the drain, and I know that's terrible. Gays contribute a lot of glitter each year to the waterways.
Can you get biodegradable glitter?
You can now.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I think, like, on the official Mardi Gras stuff, they're doing that this year.
Yeah.
They started that. But, like, I reckon over time, it'll all turn to that.
Look, I'm not judging you because glitter's been around for hundreds of years.
You know, of all the people I know in my life, I did think that you would be the most friendly person towards glitter.
I am friendly towards glitter. I love glitter. I'm one of the people who, unfortunately, has probably used too much glitter in my life and polluted the waterways, but the fact that it's getting better and they're getting biodegradable glitter now, great, because I'm feeling a lot less guilty.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Have you ever worn glitter, Crevo?
Oh, I'm sure I would have at some stage.
Does Emmy wear a lot of glitter?
No.
Sports Girl does the best glitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like a pen or something?
Yeah, like body shimmer, like in your hair, like glitter eyeshadows. I love Sports Girl glitter.
You've covered yourself in it before.
Yeah.
Like for certain events and stuff, you come up and you're like, is it either there's some sort of mirror going on around the building or Jade's got heaps of glitter on? Probably the latter.
Oh, dear. No, yeah.
You're what off to you... sleep?
Yeah, off to sleep today. Well, I didn't drink yesterday, but
yeah,
I'm just tired.
Still
you know, when
up
you're not
you.
In your set, in your bed and it's a different environment, I find it hard to sleep.
Yeah.
I had to get up at 3 a.m. to meet Jackson to come in.
Oh, that's
work
right.
As a bitch.
Very early start. Yeah. Extra.
I'm
going to
have
early.
A fat Monday and get some food.
What are you going
to
get?
Do I have to take you to KFC?
Well, I'm just deciding. I don't know.
What you going to eat?
Too many questions.
Too many questions. And then you're
questions.
Off to Spotlight, aren't you?
No,
together.
Not today.
No Spotlight today.
What did you do on the weekend? Were you in Sydney?
Yesterday. But so
you know, it was funny because I did think of you yesterday when I woke up.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, maybe Crevo's coming to Sydney.
You should have sent me a message. I could have picked you up.
Yeah, yeah. But then I was like, oh.
You've already got it booked in and you're hanging with your mates.
Yeah.
And you're all nursing your hangovers together.
Yeah. Which suburbs did you go to?
Yes, I went to like near Concord.
So oh, you were pretty close.
Yeah, I could have picked you up if I did. But I knew you had booked in with Jackson. And I know that sometimes when you're in Sydney, you like to spend
the
Sunday night with your mates, like have a dinner or something and do all that. So I didn't even message, but you could have messaged
me. Oh, thanks. I did think of you.
Oh, that's nice. And then Saturday, I had my friends around for lunch.
Nice.
It was really good. It was turned into a bit of a boozy
lunch. Did you go to the show?
No. I didn't end up going.
Oh,
we got too drunk.
What a disgrace.
Oh, you know what? I can't believe I was the only one in the end who ended up
I went on Friday
going.
Night, thank you very much.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah,
we
you
were
going
to go,
you
and
did.
Then we had, like, too much wine. And I was like, we're not going to go now, are we? And we were like, no.
How dare you waste those free tickets?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was really
planning to go and wanted to see like fireworks and stuff. And I love the vibe of that sort of thing, but we just got too pissy at home.
Well, that's all right. How many bottles did you go through?
Oh, probably only two or three, but Emmy and I were the main ones drinking it. To be honest, our friends didn't have that much because they were driving back.
Oh, my God. What about you, Jade? You worked?
Yeah, I worked, and then I also went to the show, and then I went to Time Zone, and I had Chinese for dinner.
Oh, that's quite an eventful
That was all in a Sunday. So
I
did my pickleball refereeing
course
in the Sunday morning, And then we went to the show. And then from the show, we went to have Chinese and finished, topped it off with Time Zone.
Jeez, flat out. Yeah. And then you're really, really ready for this Meghan Markle interview, aren't you?
I'm so excited for tonight.
Oprah v. the Markle.
Crazy. I can't wait. Because you know what? They haven't been able to speak their truth and it's their time.
Because I looked at the like photo. There's all these little clips going around and stuff. I was like, oh, that must be Oprah's house. It's actually Gayle King's house.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it looks like a freaking mansion.
Let's be honest. Oprah probably paid for it.
You know what I'm saying?
So. Like what, to rent it for the day?
No. Like, here's a house, Gayle.
Here's a gift of a house.
Let's be honest. We all know what the goal is between Oprah and Gayle King.
What is?
Well, I'd never heard this theory till you brought it up.
There's a big theory that the two are lovers. So they probably own the house together.
Really? Yeah.
Mm. That's the secret theory that Jackson and Maddie told me that I never knew. But it made sense because they're always hanging out.
But,
and Stedman, he's never around.
I don't understand why Oprah would live a lie because she's very pro.
Yeah, but she comes from a time when it wasn't acceptable.
Yeah.
Like back when she would have started a relationship.
Well, that's sad.
Well, it's just a truth for a lot of people back then in media.
A lot of Hollywood stars are gay and you don't
secretly,
realize,
yeah.
Well, John Travolta, they say, secretly gay.
I have
gay.
Heard that one.
Mm. Tom Cruise.
I have heard that.
They're two big ones that I know of. But
you've heard of.
Yeah. Jade Leader, I've heard that. Hey, girl. Well, they're very good. I'm going to go now.
Yeah. No,
enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy.
Ciao.
Bye.
Raising up women for International Women's Day.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are we? Welcome
good
to
morning.
Monday, International Women's Day.
Good morning, indeed.
Yay! What a beautiful day it is. Especially to be a woman, because it's nice to have our own day to celebrate, because women are pretty amazing. Just saying.
Yeah, they are.
Just saying.
Absolutely.
You know, today is all about celebrating, you know, either the social, economic, cultural, political achievements of women. I just like celebrating the everyday woman, to be honest, because I think it's incredible what mothers do. Like, whether you're a full-time mum, like my mum was, and having a full-time
yeah.
job. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have kids yet. I wake up in the mornings, I'm like, I'm tired. And then I think, wow.
But you drag yourself here every day.
But the thing is, I don't have kids. And there's women out there who, you know, have a full-time job and have the kids on top of that. And, you know, you're working to pay the bills. You're also the taxi to school sport. I just think that's incredible, you
know?
Amazing
to do it all. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what we're doing today, every caller that gets to air, we'll send out a beautiful bunch of flowers, all thanks to the Posy Post, spreading sunshine and happiness with flowers, theposypost.com.au. So think about who you'd like to send a bunch of flowers to, which special woman in your life that you'd like to honour. We'll sort that out for you guys.
Absolutely.
Lads versus Lasses up next.
Yeah, so this is, of course, a Battle of the Sexes game. Perhaps sounds a bit weird or feels a bit weird saying.
I was going to say, guys, you're just going to have to lose today and let the women.
No,
I don't think
happening.
Women would like that at all because that feels a bit patronising.
I'll take a win when I can, but, you know, that's just me.
13-10-09, we need a guy and a girl. We've got an awesome prize up for grabs today, Knights Doubles. So it's Knights versus Bulldogs. You could win yourself a double pass if you win today's game.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, this is our Battle of the Sexes game. We're still after a lass on 13-10-09. Of course, up for grabs today, a double passes to the Knights game. And it's very simple, couple of questions. You get the most right, so you win it. And, of course, you get a star on our leaderboard. The lads currently leading 18, but the lasses made up a lot of ground last week, right all the way up to 16 points. So they're only two behind.
Super close. And just got to say, too, the Knights game is this Friday.
Friday. First one for the season.
You want to you wanna be guys. Getting to this one. A lot of good energy at that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to our lad this morning. His name is Jamie. He's 47 from Summerland Point. He says his girlfriend is a one of a kind. They have 9 kids between each other with ages ranging between 5 and 19. Jamie, you're a busy man, brother. Good morning.
Jay, how you going?
Hey, good. 9 kids. That must keep you busy.
Yeah, mate. It's very busy. We've had two days in a row.
God, your poor missus. Like, man, there's a lot of work to be done there. All right, let's do it. Question number one today for you, Jamie, is this. Which former Friends actress stars in the movie Horrible Bosses?
Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. Yeah. One on the board.
Great work.
Okay, question number two. What's the name of Avril Lavigne's first ever single? Classic.
Skater Boy.
Yes. Good job. Question number three. Fantasy is a perfume by which U.S. singer? Multiple choice. Is it A, Britney Spears, B, Christina Aguilera, or C, Lady Gaga?
Christina Aguilera.
That is incorrect. It's Britney Spears. 2 out of 3. Not bad, though. Hold the line, please, man.
Alrighty. For International Women's Day, we're going to Narelle. She's 65 on Wednesday, and she's a disability nurse. She's just come off a nice shift, and she would love to win these tickets. And she says, go, women. Hello, Narelle.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. Happy birthday for Wednesday. What are you going to do?
I took 2 rep days. I'm having a day off.
Excellent.
Oh, how lovely. You deserve well deserved. It. Oh, bless your heart. All right, Narelle.
Looking after the grandchildren.
Lovely. Well, let's see if we can win you these tickets. Question number one. The Triton is a ute made by which car company?
Is it Nissan?
No. Okay, so you have to get these two questions right to go to a coin flip. Here we go.
Yep.
Question number two. What are the two colours of the John Deere Tractors Company logo?
What company was it?
John Deere. No, John Deere.
John Deere, green and yellow.
Yeah, yes, correct. Okay, question number three. What is frog tape used for?
What is what?
What is frog tape used for?
That's
all right.
Good. I'm sorry, Narelle. The lads have won, dumb. You know what, though? We're going to send you a bunch of flowers, all thanks to the Posy Post, spreading sunshine and happiness with flowers, theposypost.com.au.
Happy International Women's Day.
Very good. Well, guys, there we go.
Done and dusted.
Sorry, Jade.
Oh, yeah. Could give you guys a star.
Yeah, put it up. Oh, my God. So I've had the best weekend. I went to Sydney for Mardi Gras. It was a really great time.
Awesome.
So much fun. Oh, my God, though. Interesting. Both of my friends, I've mentioned it on the show before, have purchased tiny little dogs, and they are in one very big war online to get the most followers and free stuff.
Oh, like the most popular dog competition.
It's so funny. Like, I've noted down some interactions. The dogs actually met for the first time on the weekend. It was something else.
They're both super cute.
To, up next on the show, the battle of the gays and their tiny little dogs. We'll do it next on New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God. So I've been with my gay friends this weekend. Of course, it was Mardi Gras. And I'm just so fascinated by them because I'm watching them change right in front of my eyes. Like, when you're gay, right, just in gay life in general, you kind of go through cycles. So when you're in your 20s, you go out a lot, you party a lot. And then as you approach 30 and above, you kind of settle down. And, of course, the big thing you do when you settle down with a gay partner is, of course, get a dog, right?
Yeah.
It's just a common thing, is it?
2 of my friends both have dogs at the moment, brand new little puppies. My friend Lee has Shatsy the Chihuahua, and my friend Brooklyn and Damien have Eddie the Pomeranian. Now, they met for the first time on the weekend. Yeah, so here they are, right? They both have matching cases. Like, you know, there's little travel suitcases.
What?
That you can,
the dog? Is that for the both dog to be inside?
Yeah, when like you, like, on transport them. And taking, like, your pet to the vet.
It's like a duffel bag, but, like, the sides are mesh. Anyway, it was really interesting because they're in this Instagram war. So, at the moment, Shatsy is on 737 followers, and Damien and Brooklyn's Eddie has just hit 1,000 likes.
Yeah,
on Instagram
I just
followers.
Saw the post.
It's just so funny to see how they interact. One of my favourite ones from the weekend was Lee's really overprotective of Shotzi the Chi. And Damien's like, and Brooklyn are a little bit loose with Eddie. And right. Damien offered to give Shotzi a snack.
Yeah, some little treat or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Lee's fair like, enough. No, you can't feed my dog. And he goes, come on, just one single piece of kibble. Like one bit of kibble, right?
Totally harmless.
This is how far beyond anything they've gone, right? Lee goes, look, she can have one piece, but is it chicken-flavoured kibble? And we're just like, what? What does it matter? He's like, no, I need to check the ingredients. They've gone too far. He's there, Lee, with this big bag of Brooklyn's kibble, reading the ingredients. He's like, yeah, she can have some. But it's just too much. They're buying bow ties.
No.
They're buying little scarves, outfits. I'm like, you guys are nuts.
Maddie, don't be like that.
If you're reading the kibble ingredients, you've lost your mind.
It's absolutely not too much. No, it's not. He just loves his dog. He just wants Shotzi to have the best possible nutrition, and I'm okay with that.
If it's one piece of kibble, Jade, there's dogs in the wild, and even if you leave them to their own devices in a park or at, like, in a backyard, we'll eat all sorts of disgusting things.
Well, you know what? I'm still winning. You can tell them that because my chihuahuas have more followers than both of them.
How
still.
Many, Jade?
I've got 1,400.
And how long have you had your page?
For a while, but I'm not
They've
there.
They've had theirs for like a month.
Yeah,
so.
But they're trying to be influence bloggers with their pets.
Are they not allowed to have an Instagram page
they can,
like you
they
for their
can,
dogs?
But look, if I wanted to turn up...
Always back to you.
No, but I'm just saying if I wanted to turn up the action, I could, but I'm not going to go there.
Can you go like through one single day of the week and not try and compete with somebody?
Good luck with that. Jade, really no. interesting. Competitive.
Do you know what though? I didn't realise dogs that young, we're talking 12 weeks, are so randy.
They're not randy.
Summer.
Eddie kept humping Shotzi's face.
It's a dominant.
I was like, what's going on?
It's a domination
horny dogs. Is it a dominant? Well, look, it was a battle then.
You're a cat person, I think, Maddie.
Dogs, very difficult. Very needy. Cats are so great. They're just so independent. Yeah, anyway, interesting. We'll see how that goes.
The war heats up. The war continues.
Who do you think's going to win? Was it Shotzi the Chihuahua or Eddie the Pomeranian?
Well, Shotzi the Chihuahua is on TikTok and going really well. Eddie's not on TikTok yet, so technically Shotzi's winning.
See, I haven't evolved with TikTok.
Yeah, but, you know, you still use Facebook.
Yeah, that's so true.
Hi, my friends.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? So we're having a chat, guys, with our boss last week, and it turns out he's a sleep eater. I didn't even know this was a thing. So he'll go sleepwalking, and then he'll go straight to the fridge. He'll eat food as he sleeps, and he says he wakes up in the morning, and he'll find, like, chocolate in particular, he finds on his pillow or, like, on his body. And it just sort of blew our minds because we're thinking, how many people out there are sleep eating?
I'd never heard of this until this situation.
And I kept saying to him, no, that's like baloney. But no, he's like dead set. He's like, I'm a sleep eater. I eat the chocolate all the time.
Yeah, he said to me last week, he goes, oh my God. He goes, last night I ate a whole block of chocolate. And I was like, oh, like, yeah, cool. Like, I like chocolate too. And then he's like, no. I was asleep and ate the whole block.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
He said sometimes he finds the smears of chocolate on his pillowcases. Like, that's how he knows.
Yes.
That's how he knows. That's so gross. Like, where does the packaging end up? Or
in the bed.
Oh,
I know.
You roll over.
You know what chocolate's like? When you eat chocolate in bed and those little shards come off. And
yeah.
they
melt to your body.
Yeah.
So on 13:10:09.
You don't eat chocolate in bed, Creamer?
No.
13:10:09, what did you eat while sleeping?
Yes.
That is the big question.
I'll be surprised if we get anyone else calling about this because I've never heard of this before.
Or maybe your partner does it or someone you know. Give us a call.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Do you know a sleep eater? And if so, what did they eat? You got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, this is all because our boss is a huge sleep eater. He'll wake up during the night, he'll demolish a whole block of chocolate, and he wakes up in the morning with, like, smears on his body and the wrapper
rolling
next to him in bed. It's pretty funny.
It just fascinates me. I wonder what the biggest meal he's ever, like, prepared while sleep... What?
Like smash.
Oh.
Like you're during your sleep.
Is he making a full English, you know, like, and doing that?
No,
or?
I think it's just sweets mainly.
Right. Good on him. He's living life to the max. Like
eating day and night.
Don't let sleep get in the way of eating chocolate.
Oh, like, don't let sleep get in the way of diet because he's always trying to diet. But, yeah, you know, true. There's no controlling yourself when you're asleep.
Oh, that's my God. So funny. Let's go to the phones this morning. Jenny, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Jenny. Well. Also, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Now, do you sleep eat or do you know somebody that does?
No, I know someone that does.
Tell us, who is it?
It's a good friend of mine. He, especially when he's been drinking, he'll wake up. He won't wake up. He'll come in and he'll eat anything.
But wow.
Anything he can get his hands on.
Anything, like his wife's woken up so many times, as you've said, with chocolate all over her.
I mean, chocolates
the
or...
The little triangle cheeses that are in the foil.
Oh yeah.
He laughing
cow.
The
foil off. He doesn't even get all the foil off.
So he's just eating the aluminium and everything.
Yeah, he'll eat anything, and he'll hide things as well. Food, like put mashed potato behind the microwave.
Oh.
Yeah, he's crazy.
How odd.
He sounds like a fool.
Has he tried, like, hypnosis or something to break the spell?
Oh, I don't think he's got much chance.
Too late, huh?
Well, you know what, Jenny? Happy International Women's Day. Thank you for calling the show. And we're going to give you some flowers, either for yourself or if it's someone special in your life. All thanks to the Posy Post, who are spreading sunshine and happiness with flowers. Today, go to theposypost.com.au.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Love it all over. I'm next with you, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topic. We've got to get into some coffee chat next because there's a fact that's just been released you're not going to believe.
Boom.
Incredible stuff about coffee.
We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And today I want to talk about pre-ground supermarket coffee. You know, the big bags that are like sucked in and freeze-dried.
I always love touching them because of the packaging.
All right,
I'm
all
a sucker for the packaging.
Love it,
loathe it, right?
Three, two, one, go!
Loathe it. I like good coffee.
Like something fresh.
Yeah, I will drink bad coffee.
Yeah, but you're not a fan.
But I would rather not.
How is it bad if just because it's frozen in a block?
Well, anyway, hey, that's just opinion, right? But the reason I bring this up is that there's this doctor over in the UK, Karen Raj. He's massive on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he's obviously done a fair bit of investigation into food science and stuff. And he had this quite interesting revelation about that kind of coffee.
Just so you know, if you drink coffee, you're also consuming cockroaches. Pre-ground coffee, like you get in most stores, contain ground-up cockroaches. A certain percentage of coffee beans become infested with cockroaches and other insects. Usually, they can't be processed out completely. Though, they just get roasted and ground up with the coffee beans. Most food authorities allow a certain percentage of bug pots in our food. Cockroaches are high in protein. If you're allergic to cockroaches, I'd stay away from pre-ground coffee.
Well. There you go.
Doesn't that make you happy that we have fresh coffee that comes in? They're getting the beans, you know, they're grinding them up. They know exactly that it's all safe. And doesn't it make you happy we have delicious fresh coffee coming in each day?
Yeah, from Happy Mobile Cafe.
Rather than that sort of like...
That makes me sick.
Free ground stuff from the supermarket.
Oh. Does it? I see, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either.
You know
I thought
what?
I might wind you guys up.
I've been
up.
Drinking it my whole life and I'm not dead, so...
It's it's actually totally safe, and it is high in protein, so it's actually probably a benefit. But
am I the weird one here that finds ground up cockroaches in coffee disgusting?
Yeah,
like,
you are.
You guys are weird.
A little tiny bit. You'll be right.
You'll be fine.
Jackson, can you please back me up here? How could they possibly find that fine?
No, I think it's fine. There's cockroaches in literally everything.
You people.
Maddie, even when you sleep at night, you've probably eaten a cockroach without knowing. They say that.
Maddie from the newsroom, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm
disgusting,
fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
It's you. I'm on an island.
I'm a man on an island. Oh, my gosh. Are. Yuck.
Anyway, we're all learning something today, eh?
Yeah, especially you guys like to eat cockroaches.
Oh, and just real quick, speaking of coffee, Happy Mobile Cafe are here right now, and it's Benny's birthday today.
Hey.
Oh, so big shout out to Benny. Thank 32. You so much for being here.
And thanks for giving us the fresh coffee.
Absolutely. Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I am beautiful.
Novos. Raising up women for International Women's Day.
Yeah, today is so special, guys. It is International Women's Day, and it just makes me really happy to be a woman on days like this, just celebrating our sex and all the amazing things we do, whether we're standing up for, you know, social, I was thinking of two words in one, social or, you know, cultural changes. It's great.
Absolutely. And we've all got a woman in our life, or multiple, that have really been important people and influences on all of us. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, along the good journey. Stuff. That's brilliant.
But, yeah, if you do get on the show today, all thanks to theposypost.com.au, they are spreading sunshine and happiness with flowers, and you'll be able to give them to a special woman in your life. But, guys, can't wait to tell you about this guy. So he was out not out at sea, but he was offshore snorkeling, trying to spot some angelfish and
Now, Crevo, you snorkel. Horses. When you go snorkeling, are you trying to spot angelfish?
Oh, if I see one, that's good, but it would rarely be the sole purpose of the journey.
Of the journey. You know, yeah. Seahorses, angelfish, starfish, whatever you can find when you snorkel.
Nemo.
Yeah. Nemo. But this guy was having a great time snorkeling, looking for fine specimen, when a plastic bag rocks up next to him. He's thinking, this is BS. Like, who's littered and polluted our ocean? So he drags his plastic bag out of the water, and then he opens it, looks inside, and there's actually 30 kilos of cocaine in there. He couldn't believe it.
Oh my God.
He's had to call the police.
Of course.
You know, reported his find. And we sort of got us thinking on 13 10 09, what have you found in the ocean?
I thought that was going somewhere very different.
No. Like, you know, a lot of people do. Well, it doesn't have to be illegal. Mm. Like, it could be anything.
Jewelry.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one at the beach, because people often drop it in the waves or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, well, 13 10 09, what did you find in the ocean? Every caller that gets to air today, of course, gets those incredible flowers from the Posy Post.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And guys, there was a snorkeler enjoying his nice day out, looking for some, barramundi. And then, all of a sudden, this plastic bag washes up next to him. He's taking it in. He's thinking, these people polluting our oceans, how dare they? He opens up the bag out of curiosity, and he finds $1.5 million worth of cocaine inside of it.
I don't know what that is. Illegal contraband, yeah?
Basically. Yeah. So he's called. Wow. The authorities have come along. They've, you know, taken the goods off the guy. And it's weighed at 30 kilos. And he's just like, holy dooly. Like, lucky he found it and, you know, not the wrong kind of person who'd take advantage of that situation.
Well, 13 10 09, what did you find in the ocean? Crevo, you do a lot of snorkeling yourself. Any fines come to mind?
So one of the best stories I think I've got of this sort of situation is I was with a mate and we went on a like scuba diving holiday to the Philippines. We're staying on this island and we were doing snorkeling as well because there's like all turtles that swim around.
So yeah.
My friend, when he was getting out of the ocean, he lost his snorkel. Like it just sort of fell off as he was getting out, washed away like, oh, we'll never see that again. 3 days later, we're out on a dive, like out in that area, and just sitting right there on the bottom of the ocean, like fairly far out, maybe 100 meters out to sea, was his snorkel just hanging in the ocean.
That's incredible.
Really?
Like, yoink, I'll take that.
That's so good.
It was literally, it couldn't have been more like remote from the area where we were at. It was just an unbelievable situation. He's still got it to this day.
I'm not one of those lucky people that have found cool stuff in the ocean. The only thing I've ever found is like I was on a dive and I found a shark tooth. But other than that, like, you know, I'm not finding any hidden jewelry or treasure from pirates or anything. It's quite disappointing.
Yeah. So disappointing. Hey, guys, up next, of course, last week on the show, we got a call from a listener, Luke, who is a demolition derby driver, and he competed yesterday at the show. Here's what happened. What have you got for us?
I've got a proposition for you. I want to get the Novo on the front of my derby car.
Oh.
Like a demolition derby?
Yep.
This is so exciting.
So we're going to have our faces on your demolition car at the show.
That's correct.
Wow, that's so fantastic. Cool.
Now, I do believe he did very well in the Novo's demo derby car yesterday, and we're going to catch up with him next.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
In what I'm calling a milestone of the show, we got our faces printed on the front of a demolition derby car. In all of my imagination getting into this job, I never would have thought that this would be possible because I didn't even know it was a possibility.
Now, you were there live yesterday, Jade.
Yeah.
What was it like? Were people targeting our car?
They weren't actually. Well, they were. Everyone was targeting everyone, but like it was just, you know what? The atmosphere was incredible. So it was 3:30 kickoff. We got there probably about for 20 minutes. We got a good spot on the side of the arena.
Excellent.
And it was so exciting when you're sitting there and then all of a sudden, like, the crowd just starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
We all had to stand up for, I think it was a minute silence, and like watching all the crowd stand up and sit back down again, and then the engines turned on. You had to get goosebumps, and then they were off. It was incredible.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Adam, Luke, who of course came in and did this, went yesterday. Well, what did we come? Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Novo.
Hello.
How are
you? Sorry I called you Adam.
Nah, that's all good, mate.
I have Adam on the brain for some reason today. So what did we come? He came second, is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, yes. You beauty.
Well done, man. Well done.
Just looking at the car, it looks like it's hardly got a scratch on it.
I reckon I could buff it out and I could run it again if I wanted to.
I reckon you could. You were sturdy, man. Like, so I was watching. I recorded the full thing for 10 minutes. I don't know. I've got to somehow get that file to you. But it was exciting because your back bumper came off and then we're like, quick, like, spin it. Because, you know, trying to get someone else to, like, knock off the other side. And then you lost the front bumper.
Question,
and
Luke,
you're
for
so good.
You. What stopped you from getting to number one, mate? Who was it?
I lost power to the engine. I don't know why.
That wasn't even your fault. That's the worst thing. It was just like a little malfunction situation.
Do you think that you would have come first if the like you hadn't have lost power to the engine?
No, I wouldn't have come first against Chris Fisher. He is a top driver.
Like,
sportsmanship.
I mean, we're used to coming second and third, so.
No, hey, you did well, man. Your driving was incredible. There were so many, like, instances. I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, no, Luke, because everyone was sort of getting sandwiched in one huddle, and then you just managed to get out of it in just an instant before someone collided and created a big smash. So I was so impressed. You did well.
Yeah, it's all, you know, when you're in there, the adrenaline's pumping and your mind's just going 100 miles an hour. You just got to try to get out of the rap before you get damaged as much as you can.
Tell me, what's it like the next day when you wake up? Like, are you, like, sore over your body? Or, like, did you get any injuries?
I was sore yesterday afternoon after it, but this morning, since I've woke up, I'm not even sore at all.
Yeah, fantastic.
Wow. Well, thanks again, man, and congratulations on coming second.
We're so appreciative.
Are you going to keep your car and run it again next year, or are you going to try a different beast?
I'm going to try a different car next year.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Of course.
Do you sell it to the scrap metal yard now?
My brother-in-law will send it to the scrap metal yard.
Is there any chance we could get the bonnet off it?
I actually saved the sticker for you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, man.
I was going to say...
You're such a sweetheart.
Can we just have the car and leave it here?
You want the car.
I need a car. I might as well promote the show, you know?
You can't legally drive
I don't think that can be registered. No. Thanks for saving the sticker. We really appreciate it.
Thanks heaps, Luke. Guys, news time with Maddie up next. And thanks again to the Posy Post today. So many bunches of flowers going out to all the women in your life. If you would like to send somebody a bunch of flowers today that you care about, 131009, you can call anytime. And spreading sunshine and happiness with flowers, theposypost.com.au, great local business doing incredible things. So if you want those flowers, give us a call. We'll do it after the news and
New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Oh, my God. So I was just reading an article from the Herald, and apparently there were really large waves at Nobby's Breakwall over the weekend, and so many people got injured.
This is crazy.
Like, massive. Take your active wear and go home. If the waves are that big, why are they still jogging on the Breakwall? Like, look, I'm not going to lie. The waves were engulfing the entire wall.
When you initially told us this off air, I thought you were being a bit dramatic. And then you showed me the photo and I was like, holy dooly.
What is wrong with people?
No, like, these waves were next level. I'm surprised none of them got washed into the ocean.
There's literally anywhere else you can jog.
Sorry, guys. I can't stop for anything. Oh, my God. Give me a break. Oh, my God. I tell you what, Mardi Gras was so good this weekend. It was fantastic. Now, I didn't end up going to the parade. It was a little bit different this year. Rather than going up Oxford Street because of COVID, they held it at the SCG. Not a fan.
So you went there to
SCG? No, but I watched it. I watched it on TV. Joel Creasy hosted it.
Him
and Joel. But I've got a few observations from Mardi Gras this year. It's always an interesting time, so we'll go through those next up.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, yes, Mardi Gras. It's always a great time. This year, very chilled out for me. I really got into the occasion and wore something different.
What did you wear?
Black.
You're just your normal clothes.
Well, Mardi Gras was, I guess when you're gay, Mardi Gras, it's gay Christmas, basically. So, you know, you catch up with all of your friends, you have a great time, you have drinks, you dance. It's fantastic. This year, due to COVID, very different vibe. Mm. So they moved the parade for 1 year only to the SCG. So they did, like, this big concert, which was great. Like, lots of singers. And, of course, Rita Ora headlined the show this year.
Yeah.
She's in town for The Voice, so she didn't come for that. But really crap. Rita,
you weren't impressed with her performance.
And do you know what? I just want to say, Rita Ora, stop talking mid-performance. Like, she's just so OTT.
Mardi Gras! If you're with me, make some noise!
Oh. Like, I don't know if I'm just getting old.
I think you're getting old.
That sounded absolutely fine.
It just sounded like a good performer who's interacting with the crowd.
Then in the middle of a song, she's like, oh, my God, I'm so emotional right now. I could cry. I'm like, you know, you stop putting it on. Rita's like... Rita.
You reckon she's a fake?
Really disappointing. Yeah, a little bit. Mardi Gras, though, I went to a night, right, in Darling Harbour. And it's just interesting seeing the different types of people that come out on Mardi Gras, the outfits. Went to a slumber party type situation.
So was this a club night?
Yeah, it was a club night. Yeah. But we walked into the club, obviously you're not allowed to dance, and there were just beds. So they were, like, selling beds at the club.
What?
It's like I walked onto the set of Everybody Loves Raymond. They had plastic covers all over them.
God knows what went on there.
How bizarre.
That's really
weird. So you all had to hire, like, you bought a bed to sit down with your mates and drink on beds.
Sit in the bed. I didn't sit in the bed.
With music still playing?
Yeah, like, it's like in a club, but you can't leave the bed or stand up. Really weird.
That's bizarre, because it's only like a couple of weeks away, isn't it, where you can stand up and have a drink.
You know what, though? That is so up my alley. Like, women would love that, because walking in high heels, your feet get sore.
There's just nothing wrong. Very wrong about sitting in a bed in the middle of a nightclub.
No, I like it.
Like, so strange. And it's... Every time you got up, oh my God, you were slapped back down. I mean, there's always at the end of Mardi Gras, like we finished up around 4
in the morning.
That's a big effort.
My friends. Yeah, it was a big effort. I'm feeling it today. But just the people that are out at the end, like the streets just, you know, littered with glitter and sequins and sad looking people on the way home. Interesting time. We had a fight with a cabbie.
I guess, Maddie, at
that
the end of the day,
every year
though,
on Mardi Gras, cabbies get really weird.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Good.
It was different. I just didn't get into it this year as much.
Do you think it's because the parade was off?
Yeah, the parade is like the vein of Mardi Gras. Like, you know, it's the center of everything.
So it'll be back next year.
When it's back next year, like it's an incredible experience. Mm. Everyone said the SCG thing was good, but you know. Who wants to sit down for 4 hours and watch 100 floats?
No. Well, I don't know. A lot of people are...
I am getting
old.
You're getting old.
I think
you're crappy. You're a very crappy person today. I need to get you your crappy jumper.
Old man grumpy vibes.
Yeah.
Back in my day, it was so much better.
You know, you're turning 31 and it seems like...
it's a big slope down.
It's all over for you, hey?
Big slope down.
It's all over.
Like, you can talk. When's the last time you went out till 4 a.m, Jade? 20 years ago?
I could outdo you for sure.
All right.
But it's birthday lotto time, guys. So this is where anyone can play. You just need a birthday, which is very easy. So we randomly pick a month. If you're born in that month, you call the show on 131009. You spin our birthday balls and you could walk away with the cash.
How much today?
I don't know. It's not on the board.
I think it's $375.
Excellent. If you want to play, we are looking for...
April.
Okay. The lines are open now. 131009. We'll do it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is...
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's...
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Oh, yeah, it is birthday lotto time. $375 up for grabs right now. If you were born in the month of April, you had to call up on 131009 and lucky Greg got through. He's almost 60 with the spirit of an 18-year-old.
Hey, Greg, how are you today?
Morning, sir.
Hey, good, good. Now, producer Jackson's written on our little screen here that you've got plenty of life advice to share. Yeah. Now, give us some advice, Greg.
Now, what would you like first?
Oh, Maddie, let's...
Natural advice or just money advice?
Let's just give overall life advice. Like, well, what should I be doing in order to live a happy life, Greg?
Enjoy what you do, mate. When you get up in the morning, you think before you get up. And then... work it out and get ready and go out and adventure.
Yeah, that's how I do, see love. That's good. I'm on the right track. Thanks, Greg.
Oh, good. Because you've been a bit down in the dumps since you hit your 30s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 30s...
Maddie has. He's an old man now.
Okay.
We just talked about it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, that was only 20 years for me ago.
Oh, yeah. No, look. How old are you? 58.
Yeah, no, nearly 60.
Wow.
When's your birthday?
April 21st, same day as the Queen's birthday.
And mine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you go.
Taurus.
Oh, yes. All right, let's spin these birthday balls for Greg. Money.
Now I know your birthday date. I hope I pull it out for you.
We're looking for number 21.
All right, here we go. Oh, I pulled out 12.
Ah, no, long way off.
Sorry.
Same,
the right
digits, though.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, good trying. Keep up the good work, Novos.
Oh, thanks,
thank you.
Brother.
Thanks, man.
I'm glad you're a listener of our show. I like your vibe.
Yeah, so do I. Hey, coming up after the news, guys, we are looking for your moving disasters. So maybe the removalist broke stuff, you lost stuff, it got stolen, or just there was a general disaster when you were moving house. So 131009, get in touch with the show now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I am beautiful, no matter what they
The Novos. Raising up women for International Women's Day.
Yeah, up next, we are talking moving disaster stories, Creeper.
Yeah, that we are. So, essentially, this family was moving house, and they got the movers, the removalists came in, and they took all their stuff, and they get to the new place and realise that all their jewellery has been stolen by the removalists.
How terrible.
Like, you'd never expect this to happen because with removalists, they're kind of, I don't know, somehow like a trusted profession.
Yeah.
Because, like, they stake their whole business on basically getting, you know...
Well, touching your things and getting them to the correct
right place. Exactly, intact. But 131009, we're after your moving disaster stories. So be it broken items, be it stolen stuff, be it stuff just purely gone missing, mm-hmm. things going wrong with the bond, etc.
And we actually have a double pass up for grabs to the Knights vs. Bulldogs game, the first one for the season this Friday for the best caller.
New FM.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Moving disaster stories.
Yeah, this is all after this family moved house, only to discover the removalists had nicked all their jewellery, which is just like a worst nightmare, isn't it?
Well, trying to prove that, though.
Well, that's
like,
the thing.
They can turn around and say, oh, no.
We didn't touch it. Exactly right. Difficult to do. And moving already, one of the most stressful times of your life, right?
Rookie error, though. Hates it. If you're moving and you're hiring people, like regardless
Sorry,
Jade's of if
got
they're
a
trusted.
10 code safe.
Well,
puts all of things
well no, you keep all those precious items, you know,
with you.
Or if you have a favorite lamp you don't want broken, like anything breakable or precious, you take yourself.
Move it yourself, yeah. You'll always be more careful, that's for sure.
God forbid when you have to move, Jade, or if you ever move.
I've always moved myself. I've never paid anyone to move.
There's so much in your house. All that priceless artwork and the like. Got to be careful. Let's go to the phones. Katie, moving disaster story. Hey.
Hey, we bought a house when I was 21. Very fortunate. I was waiting for the moving truck to
Cha-ching.
Come back.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady comes up to me and she goes, you got any crack dust? And I was like, oh, my God, are you joking? No, get away. Don't ever come back here. We
so, Katie, is that your moving disaster story?
That is a bloody disaster. We moved into a crack house, allegedly.
No wonder it was going cheap, eh?
That's how we could afford to buy the bloody house. It's selling all the crack, I suppose.
Oh, my God.
How scary.
No.
Did you ever have any other people knocking on your door, or was it just the one time?
I don't know. We've never had any other trouble or anything like that, whether she was just stumbling down the road and I was just lucky to get that sort of conversation.
Oh, my God.
But it was terrifying because I was 21 and I was like, oh, my God, what have we done?
Have we moved into?
Oh, I can understand that. Well, thanks for your call this morning, Katie. Okay. Going to Lauren.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's your moving disaster story?
We were moving into our house and the removalists that were moving the tenants out cracked the laundry pipe and flooded half our house.
Oh, no.
2 days before we moved in.
Awful. So what, did they fix it or did they just let it flood?
No, they completely, they let it, the tenants weren't there. Their removalists moved them and left straight after they moved the dryer out.
How awkward.
Then 2 days later, the tenants came back to check the house and the whole house, half the house was flooded.
Oh, my God. So what was the damage bill?
Yeah.
About $10,000.
Still, it's 10K most people don't have. Well, it must have stunk.
Yeah, it was. We were moving from Sydney, so my husband drove straight up. Check the house because we were moving in 3 days later.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
With our 1-year-old son, and it was just terrible. So we couldn't live in half our house for almost 3 months.
Oh,
so
you poor thing.
Who paid for the
we
damage?
We had to use our insurance.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Awful stuff. Hey, good let's stuff. Go to one more. Lynn, if you're able, tell us your moving disaster story. What happened, Lynn?
Well, yes, we booked a fabulous moving company.
Yeah.
To move us from Perth to Nui.
Big move. Big money move,
huge,
that one.
Yeah.
And what happened was we arrived in Nui and we found out the company had gone bankrupt.
So what, they had all of your stuff?
All of our stuff gone missing, no idea where it
was. Oh my God.
How much worth? Like if you had to put a number on it, like obviously thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah, so about 10 grand, something around there.
Dirty dogs, they run off with your furniture. That's horrible.
Well, we were calling the company, calling them, no answer, no answering machine, nothing.
Wow.
And we were just lucky that some guy on a wall saw our name on a ticket, rang that number, that was my husband's number, and we got 3/4 of our stuff back.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got something back. So, what did they take? Like the big ticket items, like your TV and stuff?
Yeah, most of the furniture, everything. We have no idea where it went.
Oh, you poor thing. Okay, can I just ask, how long ago was that?
That was about 4 years ago.
Oh, dear me.
You got to be so careful, don't you?
You know what? I know it was a little while ago, but you know what? You can. Do you want to go along to the Knights and Bulldogs game this Friday night?
Sure, why not? That sounds wonderful.
All yours. Some luck's come your way. Thanks for your call, Lynn. Appreciate that. That's terrible, isn't it?
I know. That's devastating.
The show wrapped up, guys. Big weekend. Record crowds. It was a resounding success this year.
Awesome.
It was amazing. I went Friday night with a friend. What a great time it is. I love the atmosphere. So good. Jade, you went yesterday. Mm-hmm. You've got your little show wrap up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Right now, Jade's doing her The Show Wrap.
Oh, it was so much fun. Obviously, most of Newcastle and the Hunter went to the show over the last
record
3 days.
Great job to all the team there. They did an incredible job this year.
Huge effort.
They really did. You know, we gave away like 1,000 tickets to families and it was just so good just walking around and seeing all the fun they have. Together, like I was walking past the little mini teacup ride and I was reminiscing of when I was 6 and I used to be on that and the parents were
did
just...
Did you jump on and have a go?
I didn't, but...
Is just, that why you changed your profile picture on Facebook to a picture of you as a 6-year-old at a show?
At the show, yes.
I mean, that'll do it.
It was super cute because, you know, the parents were taking pictures. Like, it's just nice watching people. I love people watching at the show and watching, you know, the parents taking pictures of their kids on the rides for the first time. It's just something nostalgic because you've been there
people
yourself.
I love watching at the show, watching parents take their little children on rides.
Look,
like,
you say it in a different voice. It's weird. Did you get recognised much because of all the...
No!
Big star like you.
Oh, guys. But no, but it was just, it was really nice. Like, obviously, I had the Dagwood dog. But the funny story behind that is that I went with my my whole family, so my sister-in-law, brother-in-law and their partners, and Benny, and we went and did the Magic Mirror Maze. So where, you know, you get lost in all the maze with the mirrors. That was really cool. And then we're like, look, we'll go on a ride all together. So we were sort of like looking around, like trying to make a decision as a group.
Oh, terrible idea. What a terrible situation.
And like people wanted to go on the Gravitron, but I was like, I can't do that one. But I didn't care about missing out. I'm like, go on the Gravitron. I get sick. So
the Gravitron
anyway,
is screwed up. Like, I went on that once and my neck was pulled out for a month.
It's
like sticks you to the wall and
it
you can't
does.
Move.
I was like, there's no chance in hell I'm going on that, guys. You know, there's the cha-cha, but we wanted to be a little bit more scared than that. So we ended up going on the, I think it was called the Orbital. I think it was.
Mm.
And honest to God, we were all so sick when we came off. So we went on it. Poor my sister-in-law's partner, Riley, actually pass out on the ride.
Oh, my God.
So we're in the Orbital and Claire's holding on to his head, like, whilst we're going the million miles an hour. And because we were sitting in the chair behind them.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, screaming. And I'm like, oh, Ben! Poor Riley, look! And Claire's like holding his head on his shoulder. It was full on. We came off it. We were all so sick. And like, we're
drama
only...
follows you and your family. It I really know. Does. No, there's always
this is a part of the fun of the show. Anyway, poor Riley, like the ride stopped. He was all a bit woozy. We all felt sick. And that's when we went and got Dagwood dogs and like loaded up on sugar.
Perfect cure, right?
Yeah, because we just, and that was it. We couldn't go on any more rides. And I just thought to myself, I feel really bad about judging my parents when I was younger, because you beg your parents to go on the rides with you. And I said, you know what? I understand why they always used to say no, because there's not a chance in hell you could go on a ride like that as a parent and then survive and do the rest of the day at the show with the kids, dragging them around.
You know back what? It up with other rides.
Oh, yeah,
do you know what?
It's worse than a hangover.
Do you know what one of my favorite parts of the show is? The carnies. Yeah. I just love a good carny. Like, they really get into it, you know?
Yeah, when they walk past. You know what's funny? You said that we actually watched, when we got home from the show, a documentary on carnies, because their lives are so fascinating.
Well, they're real entrepreneurs.
They're all loaded. Yeah. They've got good money.
So it was really interesting, because we're looking at their lifestyle, and obviously, you know, when you're walking past the show gates and you're seeing them in their caravans, God, they've had an upgrade.
Yeah,
they're living
like,
a good life these days.
Gone are the old like 70s banger Viscounts.
Yeah.
They're now like in the most deluxe motorhomes and stuff. They really, really are great entrepreneurs.
Carny fashion never changes though.
No, it's like, still the same, isn't
terrible,
it?
Terrible. Terrible clothes.
There's something sexy about a carny, do you find?
No.
I haven't thought that myself. I have to admit.
I reckon carnies get like pick up at the show a lot easier than
You're just a showground floozy. Here you go.
Hello there, miss. Give me a ride on your Ferris wheel.
I think a lot of people would agree with me. I reckon they find carnies hot.
Let me show you the mysteriousness. The special Dagwood dog stand around the back.
You're never going to see them ever again.
You know what? We'll do a loose phoner here. 13-09, if you agree, do you think carnies are hot?
Or have you ever been with one?
Yeah, if you've ever gotten with a carny at a show...
Oh, I'd love to chat to somebody.
Back to the caravan. It'd be fascinating.
I don't know if it's hot. Just like an experience most people haven't had before, I'm guessing.
I think it's a fantasy.
I think it's very incestuous in the carny world. Like, they all...
Oh,
like,
I don't know if it's like that anymore.
No, but like, all the carnies... I'm not saying
you mean
carnies in general. They all just hang out with each other.
Gotcha.
I had some friends that's like family friends, and they like young people traveling around, and they got a job with a local circus.
Yeah.
This is like, would have been the 90s maybe.
Yeah.
First week, they were like staying in the caravans and everything, like putting up tents and stuff. All their money and passports and stuff got stolen.
No.
Oh, dear. Brad's called up. Hey, Brad, do you find a carny hot?
Not really.
There you go.
No, really?
No. I mean, some of them are hot.
Oh,
okay. So hang on a second. You're on the fence there.
you're an everyday Crevo, Brad. How's that fence?
Yeah, very comfortable.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with producer Jackson. Hello.
Hiya, guys.
Hi, guys.
Madonna. Material Girl. Yeah, that's in there.
That's in there.
Now, there's an independent woman, Madonna.
Pioneer. Lovely the Band and Broken. We'll also do some Cyndi Lauper for your International Women's Day.
I love
you know, Cyndi Lauper is the best.
Have you seen her reality TV show?
Yes.
No.
It's very funny.
Absolutely insane. Like, it gives me anxiety, but it's also very entertaining.
I love her accent. You just can't beat it. It's so New York, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. All right, guys. 105 commercial free kicking off after us at 9 o'clock, Jay.
Yeah, and today is International Women's Day, and a lot of people love to celebrate this day. Unfortunately, it is landing on a Monday, so not everyone can go out to events and participate. So the Nobby Surf Lifesaving Club, they are actually running their third Pink Day this coming Sunday, the 14th of March. This is great. So they basically all dress in pink, whether it's, you know, togs, clothes, bikinis, whatever you want to wear that's pink. And it is a sea of pink. They run out, they go for a swim, and it's just all about getting behind women, not only from their club, but all women. So we're going to be speaking to Jenny, who is a member of the club, and find out how you can come along and celebrate International Women's Day this coming Sunday.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning,
morning, Jenny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you
for having me on. No, thank you.
No, absolutely. Now, tell us about the event. Obviously, Jade is going to come on down. Is it getting bigger each year?
Yes, it is. We started in 2019. Simple idea. Let's have a pink day. What we have at NOB is we do a lot for the community, which is great. We help out a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Day is a NOB's day to celebrate all the girls and women at NOB's, the past, the present and our future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun day. Dress in pink. Come on down. What we'd like to do at NOB is include everybody. So, yes, guys are invited as well, dads, granddads, uncles. Dress in pink and then stay around for some refreshments and cake afterwards.
So what time does the pink day kick off at NOB Surf Life Saving Club?
Right, it starts at 12 o'clock. 9 o'clock the nippers will be on for their games and activities and presentation, and then pink day itself will start at 12.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it opened with some of our sponsors will be there. Shark Skin's been a great supporter of NOB's. They'll be there selling their rapid dry rash shirts and wetsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And also our president, we've got a female president, which is wonderful at NOB's. Not a lot of lady presidents around in the surf life saving industry and such, so that's great. Jump in the water, have a swim, so come on down, Jay. Bring your bodyboard if you'd like.
Come on, there you go.
I will.
She's a surfer girl, so that'll be perfect.
I definitely will, because this is fantastic. You know, obviously, celebrating women today for International Women's Day, and then you guys creating the Pink Day event at Surf, at Nobby's there, at the Surf Lifesaving Club. But there was something really powerful that you told me. Last year in 2020 was actually the 40-year anniversary of women in Australia being permitted to become active patrolling members in surf lifesaving. So that's not very long ago that women were actually allowed to patrol the beaches.
It feels way too recent, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. We've come a long way since then. That's why we need to remember the ladies that went before us and all the work they've done before us. And now we have women and girls from nippers, they're patrol captains, they're presidents, they're in the IRBs, they're in the boat crew. Like, women have always been there. Mums and grandmas have always been there taking kids to and from sports and things. But to actually have them on the beach, we've got, I think our oldest member patrolling would be in her mid-60s,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to teenage girls. So we're active. 40 years is long, but we've been a strong 40 years, and bring on the next 40 to 400, I guess.
Yeah, good. I'm so excited,
Jenny. What a great job you guys are doing.
And you're actually a surf lifer saver there as well. I know you volunteer.
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, you're doing great work, Jenny, and thank you so much for coming on the show. So,
Jade,
Sunday,
you should volunteer.
Come on down, Jade. Come on my patrol.
Well, I'm going to be there on this Sunday at 12, so that's when the Nobby's Pink Day kicks off. And so everyone can come down. It's a free event. You just have to wear pink join in the fun.
Well, Jenny, you might have a new big celebrity recruit as part of your team.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
jokes.
We'll put you on the course, Jade.
Oh, la la.
Oh, look, I can give it a go.
That'd be really fun.
Come
down.
Come
on. What about
you?
We're
too fat and lazy, Jenny. You don't want us saving people. We'll need saving.
Yeah, we'll cause you more trouble than
absolutely.
Than
we're all right. We've got COVID marshals down there. And just to be on a serious note, we'll be COVID safe as well. Have been all the way through.
Yeah,
so,
good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, great job, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, Jenny. We really do appreciate it. Jade, down there on Sunday, if you want to see her wearing pink clothes jumping into the water. And we're playing Birthday Lotto up next. $375 up for grabs. Crevo, we are looking for which month?
December. Please. December.
Okay, if you were born in December, give us a call, 131009. If your birthday comes out, you win.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I am beautiful, no matter what
the Novos.
Yeah.
Raising Up Women for International Women's Day.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I'm Wayne. I live at Bundaberg. I'd like to thank UFM for putting it on this Ladies' Day. And I love my wife to death, and she always looks after me.
Hi, this is Summer Brune. I want to say happy International Women's Day to all those fantastic ladies out there. I want to give a big shout out to Marie Foster, my teacher's aide, for all the amazing work that she does.
The Novos. Raising Up Women for International Women's Day.
This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
$375 up for grabs this morning. All you need is a birthday to play this game. Let's go to the phones. Kelly's out at Cessnock. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, hey girl. Good. Happy International Women's Day.
Hey.
Oh my God, you are so much fun, Kelly. Let's have cocktails one night. I could tell that I'd get on with you. Good energy.
Yeah, no, we'd probably break the pool table. Just attend
a
dance on the pool table.
Hey, sounds like a good party.
Oh, where do you go?
My husband's not so happy. I have to buy him a new one.
Oh,
did
you're
you actually
married?
Break it?
Oh, wow.
I actually did. It's kind of bent. I got up there on my birthday at Christmas.
You
can still play on it.
Oh, Kelly.
Why not? It's just that, not? All the balls, like a broken just, all the balls ball just run down to the middle now.
They kind of do. So really, you have no chance of winning.
Oh, my God. Well, look, you could buy him a new pool table with the money today. Let's spin these birthday balls for Kelly, please, Jade.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Spinning the balls. Good luck, Kelly. From Cessnock, playing for $375 today.
Kelly, I hope you're born on the 7th of December.
No, the 23rd.
No good, Kelly.
Oh, you're actually born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, the day after, which means I only get one lot of presents. It sucks.
Oh.
Yeah. See, people think that you get two lots of presents when you're born around Christmas. You don't. Most people don't. Thank you, Kelly. Enjoy. And a big shout-out to the Posy Post guys for hooking us up with all of these flowers today. They've been fantastic, spreading sunshine and happiness with flowers, theposypost.com.au. Oh, 105 yeah. Commercial Free is up next with Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. A bit of Tones and I
lovely.
Is in the playlist, yes. That is coming up. Riri.
Good stuff.
As well. Right. The Kid Leroy as well.
Killing it with this song. Number one. 17 Aussie boy from Sydney. Really good, yeah. All right, guys. Well, enjoy International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tell a woman in your life how much they mean to you and how important they are, of course. Yeah.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right. Bye. See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.